Thanks for downloading this podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be rebroadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy by searching iTunes for Radio Le Mans or visiting radiolemans.com.
Racing on America's classic circuit. This is IMSA Radio.
Well, delighted to say, joined by a couple of our very good friends. Mark Miller we'll talk to in just a moment. But first of all, Till Bechtelsheimer, the new Gradient pairing. Till, getting ready to go back to racing. What have you been doing to keep yourself sharp in the downtime?
I'm lucky enough to have quite a fancy sim setup out in Montauk. And so I've been practicing on that, really, trying to keep my eye in.
That's good for your hand-eye coordination, but quite clearly that's not the same as having your backside in a car, and it doesn't replicate the physicality of racing. So what have you been doing for that side of things?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're obviously limited given the circumstances of the lockdown, so you can't really get out in a car and you know, get that full-on experience. But I have been trying to keep fit. My wife is a triathlete, Iron Woman extraordinaire, so she's been whipping me into shape for the last month or so.
Hey, what are you doing in your private life? Nothing to do with us. Nothing to do with us. Mark Miller, welcome back to the show. Daytona on Saturday. Not where you and Gradient Racing thought that you were going to be making your debut in the IMSA Championship this year. Has that thrown up any little curveballs?
Well, of course, it's a bit of a curveball. I'm not against Daytona being a venue for us to bring our awesome Acura NSX, but it was a little change of plans. Obviously, we expected to be on a narrow street circuit in Long Beach, California, and that all changed. And the Detroit Grand Prix, another street circuit, canceled. But IMSA has done a great job, at least preparing us, getting us ready. And I think the biggest issue that we're going to have is the fact that we're one of the very few teams that has not turned a lap at Daytona. Several teams have had 3 days of testing prior to the Rolex weekend, plus the 24-hour race and all the practice and qualifying that goes with it. So that's going to be a bit of a, limited. The fact that we get limited amount of practice when we get there, it's going to be a bit of a catch up for us. But we're going to do our best. I have a lot of faith in both Till and Andras Lavens from Gradient Racing and our entire team. I know they've worked hard to plan for this. So I'm looking forward to get back behind the wheel for sure.
I'm led to believe that there's some quite fundamental things that have had to be changed on the car, Mark, including things like, well, if it's not gearbox, certainly final drive and things like that, but that you wouldn't necessarily have had to have on the car. So that really is getting, you know, thrown in at the deep end here when you go out for first practice on Friday.
Yeah, the gear sets that we've normally run and have been used to running is going to be completely different. It's definitely going to change the dynamic, and that I know that's an added expense, not just an expense, but, you know, added step for us to be prepared for this event. But HPD and Acura Motorsports has really been a very supportive role in our program the last couple of years since debuting the car in 2018. And they've been a wealth of information, kind of open book, and as well as all the other Acura teams involved. So I think that helps a little bit. If we were the only Acura in the bunch there, that would throw a curveball at us big time. But I think we're in a much better situation, having the fact that we've got a lot of data to go on.
Yeah, good point. Till, of course, the last time we saw the Acura in IMSA competition was under a different team name, slightly different organisation. Is there going to be much difference then? What are the similarities? What are the differences of coming to the track with Gradient?
It's very similar, to be honest. I mean, you know, CJ's not going to be there. He was always fun to have around at the track, but otherwise, the rest of the team is pretty much as it was. And we were racing, you know, in World Challenge last year with this team. So I think it's gonna feel like an old pair of shoes, I think.
Well, we hope so. Certainly. What, from your point of view, then? What do you want to achieve early on in the weekend at Daytona? We've said it's obviously going to be really having to hit the ground running. Have you already talked with Anders, the team manager, and Mark about what you need to achieve in those early practice sessions?
We haven't yet. I don't think we've kind of set too many goals for the first practice out. I think it's going to be a little bit of finding our feet, just getting familiar with the car again, making sure everything is running as it should be, and ultimately, we, like Mark said, we're not going to get a lot of practice at Daytona. I've only been to Daytona once before, and that was in a club sport GT4 Porsche, so it's going to be quite different. So it's going to be finding my feet, I think.
I have heard a little rumour that you want to bring an ex Le Mans Chevron to Daytona for the classics later on in the season. Is that true?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, as you know, I love my vintage racing. I've never raced a vintage car on this side of the Atlantic, though. It's all out in Europe. And just given, you know, how many races have been cancelled this year with the lockdown and coronavirus, I've been kind of figuring out what to try and get under my belt this year, and it made sense, I think, to try and come over to the US. I haven't officially entered anything yet, but I'm looking into bringing a Chevron B8 over for Daytona and Sebring in November, December.
Does that mean, with the current restrictions about getting from the US to Europe, does that mean you won't be running that lovely MG Midget at the Spa 6 Hours this year?
Not only the travel restrictions, but I think it's Mid-Ohio is now scheduled for the same weekend.
Yes, you're right,
so,
it is.
I'm unfortunately for the first time in a long time, I'm not going to be at the Spa 6 Hours, which I'm a little bit upset about.
But, I would have volunteered to take the midget round for you, but obviously I'm going to be busy as well now. Damn it!
Yeah.
Mark, if we come back to you for a moment, very different, as we've said, from what you'd expected at the start of the season for the sprint side of the IMSA Championship, the Michelin Sprint Cup side of it. In some ways, does the long layoff slightly level the playing field, because everybody's going to be coming back a little bit rusty? Yes, you didn't get the run with Till and the team at the Rolex 24 that some other teams did, but that was a very long time ago now.
Well, it's a hard question to answer. You can see, if you follow all the other drivers on social media, a lot of them are staying real active, whether private testing or doing something with cars, whether that they're coaching or getting some time. So, you know, that makes it a little easier for them. We haven't even sat in our car since last year, so that doesn't help. But at the same time, you know, both of us have laps at Daytona. I've been on Daytona quite a bit. You know, I think we're all going to be a little rusty, which makes it important to kind of come in with kind of a really big open eyes and looking at every aspect of what we need to accomplish on the weekend. I think the key to any success that we have this weekend is to start off with a lot of laps, clean runs, no issues. You know, one little fuel pickup issue, or, you know, driver ID is not working, so we have to pit and fix that. Any time we're not on the track for practice is going to hurt us. So it'd be nice to be able to get out there. I think the weather actually is going to be the big equalizer for us. Yeah. It looks like really tough rain. And I know Till and I both really thrive in situations like that. So, if there's a lot of mixed conditions and people can't get clean running laps, I think that'll be a benefit to us, because then everyone's really in the same boat.
Rain's not that bad that you're all in the same boat. That would be disastrous.
We'll be in the same canoe.
In the same canoe.
I think the the biggest upside for us is there's a lot of perception of what Daytona is going to be like in July versus what they're used to in December and January or early January and late January. And the weather and the dynamic is different. The tire that we're running is a different tire compound. I believe it's the harder compound. So I just think there's going to be a lot of differences that may benefit us in a way that we'll have the same opportunity as everyone else. And I'm hopeful for that because we really do need it, given the fact that we haven't been on track to do any testing yet. So
yeah, agreed.
It'll be very beneficial for us.
I bet you can't wait to get started, though. Till, we'll finish off with you. This is, you know, something that you've been talking about for a while, to get into the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship. This Sprint Championship, the shorter version of the races, how instrumental was that in giving you guys the opportunity to, I was going to say dip a toe in the water, but we're back to all being in the same canoe again, but at the weekend, but to come in and try this season with this car without having to commit to a whole season. How important was that option that IMSA has come up with?
I think it was huge for us to make the decision to come back to IMSA. We didn't have the budget to come and do, you know, the full season, and at the same time we weren't particularly keen to just, you know, do a handful of races.
Yeah.
I think you want to start every season, you know, working towards championship goals. And, you know, yeah, this is the Sprint Championship. It's not the full championship that we're involved in. But, you know, it makes a huge difference for us to be able to come and do something like that. And it makes it budget-wise more similar to other series. But you're still competing at the very top level of sports car racing in the U.S.,
Well, listen, guys, we wish you all the best. It's going to be a bit strange for us actually watching real racing instead of virtual racing this weekend. It'll be even stranger for you guys getting back in the car, but I'm sure it'll all come back to you very quickly. Mark Miller and Till Becklesheimer, have a great one. Be safe, race well, and enjoy.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, John.
This program is a Radio Show Limited production.
Tell your friends there's more at RadioLeMans.com.